fascinating teshuvah in the Shelo Dejvo Yechavada from Rav Avadya Yosef. This is Sharei Oraz, Sfarik Teshuvah of the Week. Rav Avadya Yosef does a wonderful job, as always, very, very thorough, summarizing the question as to whether we should blow the shofar during the silent Amidah. And not surprisingly, that since we find it's a divergence of opinion of practices today, some Batei Knesset do, some Batei Knesset do not. It's already a machloket rishonim. Now we understand that this is the Sephardic practice. We have to see where the Sephardic practice is going to come from, how to develop. Not so simple that it should be the Sephardic practice, but let's see where this comes from. So it's already a machloket rishonim. The most famous rishon that discussed this is the Aruch. The Aruch is a dictionary from the time of the rishonim, and he already writes that you should be blowing 30 kolot in the tefillah shebelachash in the silent Amidah. Tosfot already quote this Aruch, and so that gave a lot of publicity to this Aruch. Rabbi Hananel quotes it also in his Perush to the Gemara, and there's some Rishonim that agree with it. Now, there are other Rishonim that do not agree with it. It's clear from the Rambam that he does not agree with it. It's clear from the Rif that he does not agree with it. Tur, Shulchan Aruch, all do not agree with it. So those are major, major posukim. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Tur. Not surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch rules in accordance with the Rambam and the Rif. Especially, we don't have what the Rosh has to say about this. But the rule is, he takes the Rambam, Rosh, Rif, takes two out of three. Two out of three are explicitly against it. And therefore, Maran rules, no tkiyat shofar in the silent Amidah. No tkiyat shofar in the silent Amidah. Well, what's this? What is this machloket all about? So you can say this Gemara, this question has its roots in the Gemara here in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that records the following dialogue. Rav Papa Bar Shimuel was praying in his silent Amidah, and he said to his Shamash that when he signals him, he should be blowing the shofar. Now that sounds an awful lot like that day he was signaling during the silent Amidah. That he was blowing during the silent Amidah, not during the, right? That's why he would need this kind of a signal to let him know, oh, when it's time. Because if it was the Chazarat HaShatz, if it was the Chazarat, the repetition of the Amidah, it's obvious when it's time to blow the shofar. So if it's a silent Amidah, then already you need a signal to know when it's appropriate time to blow the shofar. So that's on the one hand. But if you look in the continuation of the Gemara there continues and quotes the response of Rabbi. It says, Lo amrela b'chaver ir, chaver ir. That tkiyat shofar in the Amidah is only chaver ir, which sounds like when you're doing the chazara, when you're actually praying b'tzibur, when the tzibur is praying. When you're doing the silent Amidah, as you're praying as an individual, when you're praying as a tzibur, because we know the Ramban describes the chazara, the repetition of the Amidah, as a tefillah of the tzibur. And so the Gemara's conclusion seems to support those who believe that there is no tkiyat shofar in the silent Amidah. Now, an interesting point that Rav Avadya knows, that this question about whether we blow the shofar on the silent Amidah would seem to depend on a very interesting machloket, an old, old machloket, whether during the silent Amidah, during the Musaf, do you pray 9 brachot or 7 brachot? The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is unique that you say 9 brachot. Well, actually, you have Geonim that believe that is only for the Chazara, only for the repetition, not for the silent Amidah. And the Ramban and the Baal Ham are all right that the Minhag has changed, and that even in the silent Amidah, we say 9 brachot on the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And this question, whether in the silent Amidah of Musaf Rosh Hashanah you say 9 brachot or 7 brachot, that seems to be the issue, Rav Avadya Yosef says. This is the question seems to hinge upon. Do you blow the shofar on the silent Amidah? Well, are you blowing 7 brachot? Are you saying 7 brachot or 9 brachot? If you're saying 9 brachot, you're saying the Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. So that's appropriate then to blow the shofar, to accompany the Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. But if you're only saying 7 brachot, then you're not going to be saying Malchiyot, Zichronot, Shofarot. and therefore you're not going to be blowing the shofar. And since halacha l'maaseh, in the Sa'ad Amida, we blow 9 brachot, so it seems to support the opinion that says that you should be blowing the shofar in the silent Amida. Which is interesting that Maran, Shulchan Aruch, on one hand says the minhag is, the silent Amida is to say the 9 brachot, but yet Shulchan Aruch rules that you do not blow the shofar during the silent Amida. Very, very interesting. Now this question really became all changed with the Ari. Once the Ari already wrote about this issue in the Shara Kavanot, that he writes that the right way to do it is to blow the shofar in the silent Amida. Well, the Ari, as we know, had tremendous impact. This is what the Hasidim do. They follow the Ari. If you look in the Balatanya, the Sidur of the author of the Tanya, Lubavitcher Rebbe, the original Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he writes, right, that you blow the shofar on the silent Amida. So that's where this is where the Hasidim, who are tremendously impacted by the Ari, is to blow the shofar even the silent Amida. And even amongst Sfaradim generally follow Maran Shulchan Aruch. Maran Shulchan Aruch, and you should be blowing the shofar during the silent Amida. Sfaradim should be following Shulchan Aruch that you do not blow the shofar in the silent Amida, and yet. Slowly, Rav Adjei records that because of the impact of the Ari, slowly, the minhag changed, and we followed the Ari. Now, so much so that even in Tzfat, where Rav Yosef Karo lived, and even in his own Beit Knesset, the minhag is to blow the shofar, even the silent Amida. So impactful was the Ari, and some actually want to say that even before the Ari came, the minhag originally Rav Yosef Karo came to Tzfat, the minhag was to blow the shofar during the silent Amida, and therefore, even though Rav Yosef Karo believes that you should not, the old minhag was followed. Rav Yosef Karo writes, it's Hakdama Shulchan Aruch, that he did not write the Shulchan Aruch to come to change minhagim. So apparently this was the old minhag that predated Rav Yosef Karo, as what appears in the Ari, and that's the minhag that holds sway amongst Svaradim in Eretz Yisrael. Interesting is, this is Rav Adjei does not note this, but Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik very much love the idea of blowing the shofar in the silent Amida. They love the idea since shofar. They champion the idea that shofar is a form of tefillah, and it most certainly deserves to be in the silent Amida. Well, not everybody is for that because their arguments against it. They say, well, look, it's going to cause confusion, and it can cause even people when the Shliat Tzibur is going to say. He says the bracha in the Sa'ad Amida. He says the bracha, as we know our minhag. He says the bracha out loud. So some people are confused. Oh, should we answer amen? So what's the Shechet Zibur do? Is they say the bracha out loud to signal to everybody that it's time to say that time for Tkiyat Shofar. But on the other hand, they don't say Shem Hashem to remind people not to answer amen. So it goes back and forth about this issue. And at the end of the day, Rav Adjei writes, look, the Sephardic minhag is to blow the shofar during the silent Amida. However, he says if you have Sephardim whose minhag is not like that, they certainly can stay with that minhag. That's the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Temanim. Still do not blow the shofar in the silent Amida. That's not what the Rambam says. Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. That's it. They are following the original minhag not to blow in the, or what seems to be, what might have been the original minhag, not to blow the shofar during the silent Amida. And Rav Adya writes, that's okay. If that's what you're following a lot of opinions. You have the Rif, the Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch. But he says, if the Beit Knesset wants to change, wants to start to blow the shofar in the Sa'at Amidah, that's fine, as long as everybody's in agreement and won't cause machloket, and it's not being rammed, anybody's down anybody's throat, it's not being forced, that's totally fine. They can change to follow the practice of the Ari to blow the Sa'at, and was the prevalent practice among Sfaradim to blow the shofar even during the Sa'at Amidah. Which at least personally I will say I find a very, very powerful minhag. So Ad Kan, that's if you want to see more, you take a look in a very beautiful tshuva. It's a little bit long, but it's very, very thorough. Really the definitive discussion on the topic. Rav Adya does a great, great job here in Shelot Tshuvot Yechavadatz, Achelag Vav, Siman, Lamed Zayin. And I just want to emphasize, Rav Adya writes, don't worry if you fall behind. Quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you fall behind, don't worry. Don't worry about it if you fall behind. So what if you fall behind a little? You're behind the Shliach Tzibur. You don't have to hurry up to say Baruch Ata Hashem to get to the end of the bracha. It's not hefsek. Certainly not hefsek. Right? They look at the minhag is that if you're done, you're praying the Sa'at Amidah and you hear Kiddusha, Baruch Vod Hashem, Baruch Kadosh Kadosh, you're silent. You're quiet. You hear it. You're yotzei. So to hear, you're silent. You're quiet. You're yotzei with the tkiyot, and that's not considered hefsek in your amida. Wishing everybody a great week, Shavuot Tov, with much bracha and much briyut.